Yeah, thanks for coming, everybody. I thought it would be helpful before Fran's regular press conference to just try to address the news this morning about his consequences and see if I could answer any questions. I'd be remiss if I didn't start and just say what I think you all know. I think the world of Fran. I love him as a coach, love him as a person, and glad he's our head basketball coach. Clearly, in the heat of competition, he made a mistake. And when you're a basketball coach or a football coach or a high-profile coach, you make a mistake, and it's there for all the world to see. He's remorseful. For those of you that have seen him or heard from him, he clearly wishes that he wouldn't have made that mistake, but he did, and we're accepting the penalty. The Big Ten, again, I've said this in other settings as well. I love being a part of the Big Ten. It's a conference where, like universities, try to be nationally competitive and yet still try to hang on to our academic traditions. And so I have no issues with the Big Ten's decision and the sanctions. The process, I'm not going to go into detail, but you can imagine I spoke with Fran several times, spoke with members of the Big Ten Conference several times. And at the end of the day, yesterday is when I received a phone call indicating that Fran would be suspended for a game, receive a public reprimand, and a $10,000 fine. As you may have read in the fine print, the fine actually comes to the University of Iowa, so we'll pay that fine. Fran and I have already discussed and agreed that he'll make good on that $10,000. We haven't finalized those details yet. We talked, even suggested maybe a contribution to a charity, but we haven't finalized any of that. So again, it was a mistake. Fran is taking full ownership. He has my full support going forward. And when we're done with these question and answers, when we're done with this interview, we're moving forward. We're moving on to Northwestern and the rest of the Big Ten season. So with that, be happy to try and answer any questions.
Gary, Fran obviously coaches with a lot of passion. What is that line? And do you wince a little bit when you watch sometimes that passion get close to over the edge?
Well, clearly, he is passionate about his student-athletes. He's passionate about the game of basketball. He's passionate about the University of Iowa, and it's one of the things that I loved about him when I hired him. There have been occasions where he's come close to that line, and as I said yesterday against Wisconsin, he went over that line, and he acknowledges that. But, maybe there's a fine line, but I don't want him to lose his passion, because that's one of the things that makes him great at what he does.
A couple of years ago, you had the Michigan State incident, which was high profile. Everybody saw it happen. Was that a factor in him getting a suspension? Because Bo Pelini from Nebraska was reprimanded. Nebraska got a $10,000 fine for the exact same clause, but was not suspended.
You know, I went into detail and had discussions with the Big Ten about exactly how they came to the conclusion. At this point, I think it's fair to the process to just that'll remain a private discussion. But in the end, they made the decision, and we fully support it.
Do they think he bumped the official, Gary?
The video shows that there was physical contact. Having a discussion about how it was initiated, it really isn't part of the discussion. Again, we had long discussions. The video was reviewed, as it always would be in a case like this. And when it was all said and done, their decision was made, and we're moving forward.
Aside from this press conference, what's Fran's role between now and Thursday? Like, is he still allowed to be at practices? Is he still
absolutely
allowed to have team meetings?
Absolutely. That's a fair question, but the suspension is for the period right up before the game and after the game, and certainly during the game. But he'll be involved in all aspects of coaching the team up until that point. And then once the game is concluded, and probably at some point after the press conference, he'll re-engage. To that end, you saw in the press release that Kirk Sparrow will assume the head coaching decisions during that period of time.
Where will Fran be during the game, do you know?
Nowhere near the court, possibly at home.
Can he be in the arena?
Not anywhere near where he could have any impact on the game. So we know that for sure.
Gary, based on your conversations that you had with the Big Ten, were you surprised by the outcome?
Not necessarily. The conversation, it was a matter that I took seriously right away, Fran took seriously right away, and as the day unfolded, We heard their final decision, and from that moment forward, we talked a lot about how we would manage it. And then after this is over, we're going to move forward. We have to beat Northwestern. I mean, you know, central to at the end of the day, we have to prepare for a game on Thursday. It's going to be without Fran as the head coach in the game, but it's important that we go forward and do what we do and try to win that game.
Gary, were you watching the game from home, and when did you make first contact with Fran to kind of let him know what you thought about what happened?
I was watching the game. We had returned from the bowl, and so I didn't make the trip to Madison. I talked to some of the staff members that were there. My first conversations with Fran were early on Monday morning. Was that Monday morning? Yesterday morning.
Was there ever any thought or discussion about you or the university taking their own disciplinary action, regardless of what the conference did?
I knew what the process was, and so, you know, I wanted to make sure we had all the facts, gathered it all, went forward, and wanted to see what the outcome would be. But, you know, beyond that, hadn't talked about what would have happened either way, depending on last night's decision by the Big Ten.
Moving forward, does this change anything if it happens again as far as a short lease or, you know, one strike, two strike, things like that?
Well, there is no set strike policy, but clearly, you know, whenever something like this occurs, you know, it's important that it doesn't happen again, and everybody involved understands that.
Gary, is the line changed in today's social media, whereas 10 or 15 years ago, you know, a guy got a couple of technicals and thrown out of the game, and that was it?
I think the line has changed in society. I think everything, not just in sport, but everything that occurs in the community, everything now is immediate social media impact, whether it's an issue in sport or if it's somebody making a bad decision on social media. I think the line has changed, but not just in sport, in all of society. So I think the answer to your question is yes, but it's not just in basketball and it's not just in athletics. It's everywhere.
Gary, do you worry about Fran getting, I don't know if it's the right term, but a reputation as, you know, kind of running hot and impacting games in that way?
You know, Fran's been coaching for how long now? How long has he been a head coach? 30 years? I think whatever reputation he's earned, and I would argue that his reputation is that he's a great coach. He's very good at what he does. He's passionate. He loves his players. He's a great guy. I think that's his reputation. And so whatever reputation he's built it over many, many years. And yes, people know he's passionate. And so, you know, but that's been built over many, many years.
I know some people bristle at sometimes the way his actions, and other people enjoy it because it shows that passion. What's been kind of the internal reaction across the university? Sally Mason, for instance, have you talked to her about this, and what did she kind of have to say about it?
Sally, I'm not going to speak for her, but Sally has always been very supportive of Fran. You know, she doesn't micromanage the athletic department. She expects us to run it. And so she's been very supportive of how this has unfolded. And I know she feels the same way I do. It was a mistake. The discipline is in place, and she's 100% behind him.
Gary, will you speak to the players at all and explain to them the situation, what happened?
You know, I haven't spoken to any of the players. They know how I feel about Fran, and Fran met with the team this morning to explain the outcome of the decision by the Big Ten. I haven't thought about, you know, I'm sure I'll talk to them individually, but I don't have plans to have a team meeting. They know how much I support Fran and who he is and how he is. And, you know, I'm sure at some point I'll have the opportunity to have some individual conversations, but I don't plan on having a team meeting.
Regarding the players, I mean, sometimes your coaches, you want them to be examples for them. I mean, is there a concern that showing that kind of example could be a negative for the team?
Well, I think one of the things that the players can take from this is that, you know, you love the passion, but when someone makes an error, there's consequences. I talk about that with my kids at home all the time. I love my kids. They make mistakes. I make mistakes. Whatever we do in life, there's consequences. So if there's a teachable moment in here, it's that their coach is a guy that they love, they respect, they love playing for him, but when he makes a mistake, there's consequences. So I think that's something that they'll take away from this as well.
I know you said you were working out the details as far as $10,000 for Coach McCaffrey's concern, but how does that work? Does the Big Ten send the university a bill?
I've not dealt with it before, but I assume you know, it's pretty well documented that they're going to bill us and we owe the money. And so I'm not making light of that. I mean, we'll pay the fine because it's an institutional fine. And as I mentioned, Fran and I have already spoken, and he's committed to and agrees that he'll make good on that. We just haven't it's, you know, since it's all just happened yesterday, we haven't finalized any of the details.
We have time for two more questions, if you have them. Will you make the trip to Ohio State?
My honest answer is I don't know if my calendar, I don't know if I'm going there or not. I know, I think I went there last year, but as you know, I tend to make it to half a dozen or so road games. Just depends on my calendar, but I don't recall if I'm headed to Ohio State this year or not.
This is the next one with him.
Okay.
In his first game back.
And again, you know, my intention here, Fran certainly is his own person and will decide to say what he wants to say. But, you know, as he and I talked, we've moved on. And so I doubt that you're going to get a lot of response. My goal was to try and answer all your questions related to the suspension before he gets in here, because I've been with he and his coaches this morning working on the game plan for Northwestern. So that's the focus. All right. Thanks.